Ladies and gentlemen, we've been stuffed with turkey. We're now decking the halls, the jingle balls, the trees, the tinsel, and all the things merry. And right next to me is this asshole with his tree already up. Welcome to another episode of Misguided Shenanigans.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, man. Tree is up. It is decorated. Went and picked it out last weekend. Sat in the living room for a week, and then till we decided on the color scheme, but went and picked it out up in the Smokies, man. Just a glorious tree. A glorious tree. Finally got it decorated. We actually got it decorated before Thanksgiving, which is the first time ever that I have put up a Christmas tree and decorated a Christmas tree before Thanksgiving. Granted, it was 2 days before Thanksgiving. However, still before. We have never done that in the 12, 13 years I've been with Lisa, and then before that. Never. But this year, we were like, you know what? Fuck it. We need something to look forward to.
I kind of feel like if you start decorating before that week.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Like, you should be. You know what? No, I'm going to say I'm right on this. I don't care what anybody else says. You should not be listening to Christmas music. You should not be decorating trees. Maybe getting Christmas gifts with the shipping stuff. But like this whole decorating and playing Christmas music like at the beginning of November, that shit's for the birds. I don't think so. I worked retail all my life. I've just now gotten to where I like, not all my life. I worked retail for a good part of my early life. Yep. Now I've been working office jobs and I've just gotten to where I actually enjoy Christmas music again. Don't ruin it for everybody. Like, just stop. Like, the week of Thanksgiving is fine. Like, get into the spirit and everything, but like, I can't do it before.
But I think you have to look at it a certain way. Times are not the same as they were before. I cannot get my microphone right. Times are not the same as they were before, right? People are doing this stuff earlier now. Because it's something to look forward to. We can put aside all the COVID bullshit, all the staying in the house, you know, and I mean, we're remote, dude. We work remote. So none of like your Christmas shit affects me. None of my Christmas shit affects you and vice versa around the world. You know what I mean? So in my opinion, I don't listen to Christmas music at all. I don't listen to it at all. We will, like, we watched Home Alone while we decorated the tree. Which is fine. Again, 2 days before Thanksgiving. Now, I personally do not do anything until right around Thanksgiving or just after. But I think with the way things are now, people are starting to do this early and earlier. Look at all the Black Friday sales that went on before Black Friday.
Yeah, I heard some stores got depleted for some early shopping. From the Five Finger Discount Store.
Oh, really? Wait a minute. I didn't hear about this. What is this?
Oh, rioting and looters, like going in and breaking into stores and stealing other shit.
Really? Was this in California or somewhere else?
I think Portland. I don't know. A few other states. I don't know. I saw some things on the news, but you know.
Wow. I mean, I guess it's never too early to steal for Christmas. I don't know.
You know,
I'm not a thief, I wouldn't know. But yeah, man, I just think with the way things have changed since, you know, COVID last year, dude, I think it's just a whole different world, you know, which is one reason. I mean, with the way, and Lisa actually said it best, with as fast as time is going by these days. Right. I mean, it seems like yesterday we were in January. With as quick as time is going by now, why not put up the tree a little early and enjoy it? Because before you know it, bro, we're going to be hopping into New Year's and into spring. It's moving that fast, I feel like. So although I don't necessarily disagree with you, I think it's just a different world now, in my opinion. But I digress.
I think to me, the biggest fun thing about Thanksgiving is it's its own holiday. You eat, feast, and be merry. Mm-hmm. And then you go into Christmas. And to me, like starting well before, you almost like wipe out the Thanksgiving holiday and it just becomes this meal and like lesser event, I think is the problem I have. It's like, let's enjoy that holiday and make it a part of like an ongoing season. That's fine. But to me, if you start at the beginning, like you're starting to decorate that week, it means like it's the beginning of the season. If you start earlier, Thanksgiving almost gets lost in the middle.
I think it does anyway. It doesn't with us. Like Thanksgiving is one of my favorites, but I think it's not publicized as much as Christmas. Dude, there was Christmas fucking commercials November 1st, right? Yeah. After Halloween. It was Christmas. There's nothing in the media these days. And dude, this can date back as far as when we were teenagers, which is actually kind of scary to think about it, but it's not widely publicized. The biggest publicity thing I've seen from it is a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving that aired like last 2 weeks ago or whatever the Sunday before Thanksgiving was. But it's just not a, you know, I mean, you go into Target and it's one end cap. There's fucking turkey plates and napkins. You know what I mean? It's just not widely publicized anymore. I feel like when I was young before teenager, I feel like it was bigger than Christmas. But now nobody gives a shit. They want to move on to the presents. I love Thanksgiving. It's, I mean, you said it, last episode, two episodes ago, whatever it was, you know, it's a time to bring everybody together, whether it be friends or family, wherever you are, eat, drink, be merry, and then move on to Christmas after that.
Yep. But
again, it's just not widely publicized, man. And I think that's a big part of it. People just tend to, you know, put it on the back burner, but I don't, because I love Thanksgiving.
Well, I'll hop off my soapbox now, but speaking of Christmas trees,
yeah,
let's start into decorations and things of that nature. I want to start off by, where did you get your Christmas tree? Did you go to one of those like parking lot spots where they have like a truckload of trees? Or did you actually go to like a farm and like cut one down like Christmas vacation style? Like, how did you get your tree?
Well, so we wanted to go up to the Smokies and cut one down, but they didn't have any left. Okay.
Really?
Keep in mind, this is before Thanksgiving. They didn't have any trees left to cut down. But that same farm that we went to last year had a tree lot in Asheville that we went to. And I mean, gorgeous trees, dude, gorgeous trees.
Now, was it a Fraser or a Douglas or one of those fir trees?
It's a fir. Yeah. I want to say it's a Carolina fir, maybe.
Ooh, nice.
Something like that. Absolutely gorgeous. The smell is amazing. The smell of the pine when you walk downstairs in the morning. Amazing. So our intention was to go
really get down. Your Christmas cookies going, doesn't it?
It does. It does. really puts the icing on the cookie, if you will. Okay.
Kind of floats your nog, huh?
It does. It does. Puts the egg in the nog. How about that?
There we go. Just,
there it is. But yeah, so our intention was to cut one down this year. Again, we didn't get to do it. But we found a tree from the same farm we got it from last year that had already had them pre-cut, and ended up finding just a gorgeous tree, about 6.5 feet full. I mean, we trimmed it up, you know, at the bottom. It's amazing. There's nothing like having a fresh tree. Last year was our first year having a fresh tree, a real tree. You know, I mean, you know, like all the years before that we had a fake. So it was very easy, you know, fucking duct tape that shit up. I posted on Facebook a couple weeks ago, duct tape that shit up, put it in the garage and let it go, you know, but we'll never go back to a fake tree. I won't do it. It's amazing to have something that real.
So I was against real trees for the longest time. And
why is that?
So I think this deals with like me hating Christmas. So for the longest time, I wasn't a fan of Christmas, like in my late teens, my early 20s. And I think I had to deal with just a lot of my relatives that I was near and dear to, like grandparents and my uncle, they all passed away, or they were going through like cancer treatments and stuff during the time, which made the holiday seem like a really negative time for me.
Sure, sure.
And so I always remembered us getting like Christmas trees and different things. And, you know, it's one of those things where I think I related everything to my experiences at the time. And so like, didn't want to get a Christmas tree, didn't want to do a whole lot of decorating, didn't get a whole lot of into the Christmas spirit up until like sure. I had kids. And then it kind of forces you to think about things differently, right?
Yep.
And so last year we moved out to California, and been here a year now, a little over a year, but you know, we towed a trailer, and our Christmas tree is back in Jacksonville in storage. We had the palm tree Christmas tree with the lights and everything that we put up, and then hang some ornaments on and be done, right? Yep. And last year we had to do something. I was like, I'm not going to buy another tree that I'm just going to put in storage and pull in and out every year, because we're going to get our stuff next year. Granted, we did. We went home. Christmas tree, all the decorations are in a storage unit here now. It's, well, I say home. We went back to Florida, brought all the stuff home. This is home now.
Yeah, yeah.
But so we went and we got a tree at one of the farms. And when we went last year, it was like, kind of pick what's left. And you kind of had to pick, you know, the best out of things with like holes or missing branches and different things. So this year we went opening weekend to pick your Christmas tree. And picked out a tree that didn't have a lot of blemishes, perfectly cut, perfect height, everything. Picked it, paid for it. We go pick it up this next week. We've been taking the holiday and the extra time to kind of clear out some space and make room, because we brought some stuff back with us that we brought in the apartment. And now we're like, oh, yeah, where are we going to put the tree this year? Because it's not going to go where it went last year. Yep. So working through that piece. But so we're clearing out and making room, but we picked out a really nice one. And you know, I don't know what kind it is. But it kind of has the long branches and the long needles.
Yeah.
So kind of like an old school Christmas tree, like the Griswolds had.
But there's nothing like going. Yeah, there's nothing like going to pick it out yourself.
Oh yeah, and then watching them cut it down. You load it in the car. I cut it down myself, but that would require me going to Home Depot and buying a saw that I'm never going to use except to cut trees. So
once a year.
Yeah. Maybe when we get a house, I'll start doing that. But while we're renting, no.
Yeah. No, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. But there's nothing like it, man. I love it. And I mean, since we moved up here to the mountains, like I said, it's almost a must do.
They have a mailing list for when the trees like open up, like opening day. Cause like here, the Christmas tree farms, they have an opening day mailing list, and they send out flyers and emails saying, hey, this is when opening day is. If you want to come pick out your tree, you come pick it out, sign for it, pay for it. They remove the tag, they hold it for you. And then when it's ready to cut, or when you're ready to pick it up, you have to pick it up by the December 20th. Yeah. Then you just go and pick it up. So I wonder if where you're at, if they have like a mailing list or something.
I don't know about a mailing list. I mean, we just follow that particular farm on Facebook. And so we saw when opening day was. We couldn't get there opening weekend. We just had too much shit going on over the weekend. So we went a week later, which obviously was a mistake because we couldn't cut it down. But again, we found a beautiful tree at the lot they set up in South Asheville. So we just keep up with them on Facebook.
You like the short needles or the long needles?
Short needles all the way.
That's what she said.
Oh, there it is.
Maybe not. I don't know.
I was waiting for that.
Oh my God. Sorry. Oh man. Couldn't resist. Nope, so you got the tree.
It. Yeah, man. Got
it decorated. Saw a picture. Pretty impressive.
Yeah. Looks good.
Have you done any other decorating yet?
I started the outside of the house, got my 7-foot Frosty inflatable. He's sitting out there, got some lights up on the deck, but I'm going to try to finish it tomorrow night. That way I can be done, because I've still got like the doors, the garage door. I have an inflatable Spider-Man that you can like put up on the roof. Looks like he's climbing up the roof with presents on it. On his back. So I got inflatable Spider-Man to put up, inflatable Santa. I got I got a lot of work left to do, man, but it's in progress. Okay. I don't have a whole lot of time.
We did, we had a Scooby-Doo and a, was it Grinch? And a Grinch inflatable last year that we put on the, on the patio.
Yep.
So you could see it as you're walking up from the, and see like the balcony and everything where we're at, because we're on the second floor. So I want to add to it, but I learned my mistake last year. Last year, I waited like weeks in and they're gone. So this year, went out, got some additions, going to put them up, and going to kind of make a full scene. So, you know, yeah, it's kind of weird. Like, I hated all this stuff years ago. And even in Florida, I wasn't big on decorating. Like, it was like, whatever. Like, my wife would get all into it, and I was like, whatever. Like, just put up a tree, we'll be done.
Yep.
Living out here, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like, I'll finally
tell you what,
like,
it is.
What is it?
What it is. I'm going to tell you exactly what it is, because it was the same thing for us.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I still decorated in Florida, but it wasn't the same. It's a brand new start, man.
You're right.
New start. It's a brand new start. It was a brand new start for us here in Nashville. It's a brand new start for you out in California, and it completely changes your outlook, in my opinion. I could be wrong. I don't want to speak for you.
No, I think you're right.
I just
told
you what it is, bitch. I told you what it is.
You did. I'm schooled. Consider me schooled, because you know what? You're right. Because, you know, it was a fresh start. Kind of, let's start some new adventures. Let's start some new traditions and things. And so,
hell yeah.
You know, like, really started getting into the decorating. Like, we went and got the doormat. We got the door hanger. We got the things that hang on the walls. And we got the 3mm, 3M, like, sticky stuff, two-sided sticky stuff all over the wall, hanging stuff. And like, I never got into that. It was never a big deal for me. But now it's like, all right, let's get the kids together. Let's start decorating. Let's do some things.
Hell yeah. It's game on.
Like, so I mean, think Lisa, you're right.
Lisa and I start? Decorated. It is 100%. I am 100% positive that's it. But like, even this year, excuse me, Lisa and I decorated the tree. Like, Jay was out. Zach was playing Roblox with his buddy. But Lisa and I were like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's put on Home Alone and let's decorate the tree. So we put the lights on the tree. And you know what's funny? Is this year, we decorated it completely different than any other year. I've always been colored lights on the tree, red and green. That's it. I've never done anything else. This year, flipped the script, bro. Lisa was like, we're going to change it. And I was like, you know, yeah, I'm okay with it. So we did white lights and we did red, green, and gold. And it's spectacular. I wish I would have downloaded the picture to show it on Zoom, but I'll post it on Facebook tonight.
See, I did the reverse. I was always like, it's got to be color coordinated. You pick one to two colors of lights and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this year, it started last year. Last year, we're like, you know what? Colored lights. And we did the whole like country theme decorating with like the red old school truck.
Oh, yeah.
That's the theme.
Love that.
That's the theme. And so that's on our mat. It's on our door hanger. It's like everywhere. And we got more of like the country style, like, and not country, like redneck country, but like country, like, you know, farm and country stuff, which
is
pretty cool. And living out here in California, you see that there's some of that element, and it kind of felt right. And it was like, you know what? Let's try some different things. Let's, you know, I'd always been like, no. It's going to be two colors. Everything's going to coordinate. And that's it. We're done. Yep. Not a whole lot of ornaments. It's going to look perfect. Like out of a catalog page. But last year we kind of did what we felt.
Yeah. And that's what we did this year. You know, Lisa came up with a good, and I can't even take credit, man. I really can't. I mean, Lisa came up with a great scheme.
Happy wife, happy life, right there. Right there amen. In practice. Yeah.
Well, amen.
Last bit of the year, right there.
Yeah, right.
And at least earned you some brownie points.
You see any trophies up here, bro? I ain't got none. I ain't got none.
You get one this year, though. You get the one.
I'll take it. You know, I'll take what I can get. But it was great. I mean, just to, you know, like we went last weekend and just walked through the store. We went to a bunch of different stores. I mean, we did Lowe's, Big Lots, oddly enough.
Dude, I love Big Lots. Oh, yeah.
Never thought.
But what?
Their Christmas selection's fucking phenomenal.
It's amazing.
It's Dude. Amazing.
Oh, man. So here's what I missed. In Florida, we didn't have a whole lot of Big Lots. We had a few, right? Mm-hmm. And even in Georgia, there was a few. But when I lived in North Carolina, Big Lots is a big thing. Out here, in California, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
And good Christmas selection. I'll tell you what, when we go grocery shopping, that's where we get our snacks from.
I don't blame you.
Get our snacks there. And my wife has already been eyeing some decorations for around the house and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Dude, I'm telling you, they have an amazing selection. In fact, our ornaments... Actually, no. Oddly enough, our ornaments came from Walmart. And I would have never thought, because I fucking hate Walmart. I don't go in there. I hate it. But at least...
None of the cashiers ever. Oh, ever. Never.
Well, everything's going manual. That's a different story for another time. But like we walked through there and I was like, man, I like these. And so we bought ornaments from Walmart, Big Lots, and Lowe's. So three different types of ornaments from three different places. And we kind of sat them on the table and held them up in front of the tree to see which ones we like better. We ended up going with the Walmart ones, which I was fucking shocked. I was shocked. Not that Walmart doesn't have good stuff. They do. I just fucking hate Walmart, dude. I hate it. But yeah, so we ended up going with those and got some white lights, gold garland. It's fucking gorgeous, man. Super happy with it.
You know, we went with, is it Michael's or Joanne's? Michael's. Went to Michael's when they did last year when they did their like super sale.
Yeah.
And like, it was like buy one, get one or 60% off or something like that. And we like stocked up. So now we're using those. And then we got our inflatables from Walmart.
Yep.
And then we got some things from Big Lots. We kind of go everywhere.
Yeah.
And we look for like different pieces that fit in with what we're doing. So,
yeah.
I think we got this like truck picture that you hang on the wall and you flip it and it's got like lights that turn on. It's got a little switch and we got that from Kohl's.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I think my mom has that same one maybe.
The little red truck, man.
I don't know.
That was like all the rage last year, but we're going to rock it until it falls off the wagon or until we decide to do something else. But
hell yeah. But it's just a cool, isn't it different though? Like, doesn't it really like invigorate your sense of the season? And
it does.
I mean, I've always loved Christmas, but I was very similar for a long time. You know, I mean, obviously when Zach got here and we could do the Santa thing, now he's 11. Now he doesn't believe in Santa, which is bullshit. Santa's fucking real. I said it.
You know what? Real. You're going to fucking believe in Santa and you're going to like it. You're going to be eating charcoal for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for the next 3 weeks.
Damn right.
Because that's what it's going to bring you is coal.
But you know what? That's a good topic. How my heart was broken that very last Christmas that we did Santa. Dude, there's nothing like staying up late, wrapping the presents after he goes to bed, filling the stockings, and then, you know, sign stuff as Santa, eat the cookies and drink the almond milk. Because I'm fucking old. But man, dude, like now there's none of that. It's just
Christmas. See, I don't know what to do. See, here's the thing though. You've got two kids, right? You got your stepson Jay, who's older.
Yeah, well,
and then 22. By the time Zach was coming around to this, like he knew to keep his mouth shut, right?
Yes.
I've got a 6 and an 8-year-old. So at some point that 8-year-old's gonna realize what's up. And then he's going to try to convince the 6-year-old what's up. And that's going to be the battle that I have to fight.
I don't envy that battle.
No. Because right now it's fun. Like we do very elaborate things. Like there's a treasure hunt. So they get cards and they have to go and read a different card, and it says it gives them something to go and look for. So Santa sends them on a adventure to find their presents. Or one year we had a fireplace at the apartment complex that we were living at. And so we had a toy box that sat in front of there because we never used it. Living in Florida, like, why would you have a fireplace? But we knocked it over, had like toys spilling out of it, like where Santa like pushed it out of his way and like kind of moved things around. And then we did like eggnog, and then like where the eggnog was drank, like the glass like fell over and it like leaked out a little bit on the paper plate where the cookies were. And by the way, at my house, it's eggnog with 2 shots of Wild Turkey.
Oof.
And instead of cookies, get a piece of rum cake.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Some good imported Tortuga rum cake.
Yeah. Give Santa a little buzz.
There you go. You know, he needs it. He needs it, you know? He's got to keep him going for that.
You damn right. But it's, it sucks, man. Not.
I bet, man. Because that to me is the most fun right now. That's the one tradition that I'm really enjoying right now.
Yeah.
Because I get to be creative, which is funny. Like, I miss how creative I was when I was younger. And it's like, I get to be creative. And me and my wife, we tag team it. We come up with different ideas. And she talks about things she did with her family. And I'll talk about things that my family's done or things we read online. And then we come up like, okay, this is what we're going to do this year. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Now we just get up and open presents.
What do you do when the magic's gone?
Make my own magic.
There you go. So what else? How do you make your own magic? Like, what traditions do you do to replace that one that you're losing?
I don't know. That's such a big one. I mean, I think it really comes down to film, right? Like the Christmas movies, man. I mean, Home Alone.
It's a good one. One and two.
An odd one that popped into ours 2 years ago was Christmas with the Cranks.
Mm-hmm.
Hysterical.
With that Tim Allen, right?
Yes.
Love that one. Good one.
Hysterical. And then of course Elf. In fact, when Zach started back up to school after the break, I've got a DVD player in the truck. And so we put Elf on the way to school. And so we'll watch, 20 minutes of Elf one day, 20 minutes of Elf the next morning, 20 minutes. And so we'll eventually finish it at the end of the week or whatever it is. But it comes down to film, dude. It's what did I say? Christmas with the Cranks, Elf, Home Alones, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is a staple. We'll probably watch that 50 times.
Have to.
Yep.
Can't leave that out.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, Lisa and I talked tonight. Another one, which I feel is more of a Thanksgiving movie because that's when the time frame is, but Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, John Candy and Steve Martin.
You know, I'm going to have to like start pulling that one out because I don't. And that would be a good one to start like during the Thanksgiving holidays, like leading right into the season.
But you've seen it.
I have. Yes. Okay. No, I was thinking, it's like, man, you're right, but I haven't thought about that one as kind of being like that'd be a good opener, like,
yeah,
to kick you into the holiday season.
Oh yeah. Yep. So that's a big one too. And that's pretty much what's taken over, man. We'll just watch a bunch of Christmas movies. And
What are ones you have to watch? You cannot skip. You cannot miss.
Oh, Christmas Vacation is
definitely a must. That's a mine.
We've watched from my early years, all the way through now, age 42.
I remember when the thing came out and the scene where he goes, the shitter's full.
Yes.
Priceless, dude.
Yep. Ah. Yeah. You can't beat it. There's not a Christmas movie out there that can beat it. Another one that I feel fell way under the radar that a lot of people that I've talked to don't even know exist.
What? Okay, what is this?
Jingle All the Way.
Oh, we dude, we own it. We own
Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
Phil Hartman.
Genius. The other guy, the comedian. Oh, what's his name? He played the mailman.
Shit.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I don't
remember. Brilliant, though. Brilliant.
Yep. I mean, just a great movie, man. Just a great movie that I feel like has not had its heyday. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't think it did well in theaters when it came out. I was older, but I still went and saw it in the theater. It was amazing. It was amazing. Dude, the
kids love it. That's on our list. We ran through, of course, we do some of the classics like, was it Miracle on 34th Street? Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. The other original? One.
Original. Original.
Okay. Good call.
I don't like the remake. And then what's the one? It's a Wonderful Life. Oh, definitely gotta favorite. Do that. In black and white.
I watch Christmas Eve every year.
And then we watch, so for our Christmas Eve, we do the Polar Express with Tom Hanks, the animated one.
Oh yeah.
Dude,
yeah,
such
great
a
great movie.
The hot chocolate like song, like we do a pajama box for the kids. So Christmas Eve, they open up a pajama box. They get to get on their pajamas. They get some hot cocoa. We sit down. We watch the Polar Express. They pass out. Like, yes. It's a whole thing.
Hell yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. That's one I haven't watched in years. We may have to rewatch that this year.
All right, now what about the Christmas carols? Like the Muppets Christmas Carol, Mickey's Christmas Carol. The original Christmas Carol, Scrooged.
Mickey's Christmas Carol is a must.
Okay.
That's a must. Scrooged, Bill Murray, is
yes.
an absolute must. We're out of the realm of the Muppets, and unfortunately, we're past that. I could still watch it. I love it. It's just not a family favorite.
Mm.
Yeah. Yep. That's a tough one. That's a tough hit.
Father, your kids should like the Muppets even when they're older. Like, come on, man. Like,
well, you know, each person is their own person, my friend, and nothing I can do about that.
All right, now, what about the action movie?
Die Hard.
So this is on my list. Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Don't care what anybody says. Look it up. It's a Christmas movie. On my list. Watch it. It's got to be there every year.
Yep. Yep. 100%. Die Hard is on the list. In fact, we even let Zach watch it last year for the first time. And he fell in love with Die Hard. So we'll be watching that one again this year as well.
Yippee-ki-yay. Ho, ho, ho. Now I have a gun.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's got the dad from, was it Family Matters on there? He plays the cop. You got Bruce Willis in there.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Just a great, great film. Great film. Do you have another action movie for Christmas? Because,
I mean, we wind up watching James Bond because they always do that James Bond marathon during the Christmas holiday.
Yeah.
And now you see the Lord of the Rings does a marathon with the Hobbit and Lord of the Rings. Then you got the Harry Potter marathon that happens during the holidays. Because I guess the weather and the themes, it kind of seems like it fits during Christmas. So we'll watch those, but.
Yeah.
And then we watch the cartoons, like Grinch and some others.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Grinch for sure. In fact, the Jim Carrey Grinch is a big one in our house. The Jim Carrey.
We watch both. We watch the original. Well, the original I say cartoon. Both. I know there's three, but we watch the original cartoon and the Jim Carrey one. The new cartoon, that's hit or miss. Depends on if we have time. That's one we can bump.
We never watched. I didn't watch it because I couldn't bring myself to watch it. And again, as everybody knows, has been listening from day one. I am for the classics. I am a classic guy. So when you come out with a Grinch that's animated like The Lorax, and I love The Lorax. That's one of my favorite animated films. But it's the animation style is similar to The Lorax, and I I just couldn't, bring myself to watch it. So we didn't watch it last year or 2 years ago, however many years it's been out now.
The animation is not what bothers me. It's the story. They turned it into a movie. And what made the original Grinch amazing was it was told in like a storyteller, rhyming kind of scene type thing, right?
It was told as Dr. Seuss, man.
Yes. Versus this one, it's like this whole movie and you watch this character do these things. It's like, but that's not what made the Grinch special. It's not what made Frosty the Snowman special or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Ranger special or the Santa Claus is Coming to Town. All those classic.
Their claymation.
Yes.
Yep. Yep. That's another one. Rudolph. We watch every single year. Frosty. Frosty's kind of hit or miss with us these days, but Rudolph, the claymation for sure is on our list.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Yep. Yep. That again, that one, that's another one that fell out of the wheelhouse pretty quickly for Zach. So we don't do that one very often, but I think 2 years, maybe 2-3 years ago was the last time we watched Christmas is Coming to Town.
So let's get into, you know, wrapping up some of those last traditions that we go through.
Sure.
Do you guys go through, like, what are the traditions to go through? Like, what do you do now? Like, because before the kids get up, they see the present Santa brings them. Like, usually we let them open up a gift on Christmas Eve.
Yep.
They get up in the morning, they see the toys that Santa Claus brings them. And then they get to open up their gifts. We take turns like spinning things around. What do you guys do now? Like, cause for me, that would be like, okay, we open up gifts on Christmas Eve. We open up Christmas gifts Christmas Day, but like there's a gap there. Like, so I don't know what I would do during that time. So what do you guys, what did you do before? And like, how are you going to handle it now?
Well, I mean, before it was one gift Christmas Eve and then the rest Christmas Day. Now, because kids get older, and as they get older, guess what gets more expensive?
The gifts, which means it goes from 20 to like 1 to 3, depending on what they're asking for.
To 5. Let's call it 5, depending on what it is. Because like, I'm not about to break the bank here.
Well, but he's not a teenager either, like asking for like an iPhone and an iWatch and things, right?
Are you shitting me? It's true. You haven't seen my son in a while. Yes, that's exactly what he's asked for. You know what he's not getting? Exactly that. Exactly that.
Another topic for another show. When should kids have that stuff? I'm going to write that down, shelve it for another, another conversation.
Spoiler alert, not fucking 11 years old. Spoiler alert. Okay. No, so what we do now, if there is something small enough, we'll let them open something Christmas Eve, but that hasn't happened the past couple of years. So what we do is we get up, come downstairs, we'll have breakfast. And then after breakfast, we set up the living room. We pass out the gifts because mom and dad are usually here and they're coming up this year. So we'll, you know, get the couch arranged, get everybody situated. Zach will pass out the gifts and we'll just kind of go in a circle with a Christmas story, oddly enough, playing in the background because TBS does that all day Christmas story thing. So that's pretty much what we do now, which I mean, I love it. Mom makes her breakfast casserole, which is just fucking phenomenal. But I think you've had it.
Yes.
Several times. So we'll eat that for breakfast. And then, just kind of go in a circle, watch Christmas story and open presents, man. And after that,
take a nap, drink a beer,
adults
ignore,
start drinking, start drinking. Just, I mean, not going to lie about it. We start drinking. So, but yeah, it's fun. It's still fun. Don't get me wrong. Like I made it sound earlier, like it's not fun. It is fun. I just miss the presence of Santa Claus in the house. It's just different. It's just different.
Yeah, I could see that. I think for me, because me and the wife started like, our kids have way too much toys and the grandparents always buy toys. Like, okay, so like we've been thinking about restructuring this whole thing. Like, camping gear and bikes and like things that give them activities to do instead of toys. But then, like, what do you do when they don't have things to open up for Christmas Eve? What about a family gift, like a board game or something that everybody has to play and interact with? And so that's kind of where we're leaning more about the experiences and the memories and not about the stuff.
That's a great idea.
I mean, nobody's
mental
too old for
taken.
Nobody's too old for a board game. Like pack of Uno cards, $10. You open it on Christmas Eve and you play Uno, right?
See, I can't play Uno. And again, probably a story for another time, but I get super competitive playing Uno. Like I don't want to lose. Now Candyland, bam, I'm in. Chutes and Ladders, I'm in. Monopoly, count me the fuck out. Can't do it. Too long. My attention span, my ADD, 88, whatever the fuck it is I got, can't handle it.
So no risk, no life, no Monopoly.
No. New
Jenga, more your speed.
More my speed. Yep. Which we played last year, which actually was a lot of fun. We got a giant Jenga set.
Oh, dude, I love those.
Dude, it's
great for like barbecuing awesome. And tailgating. You set that sucker up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. So... yeah, man, that's pretty much where we stand with the Christmas traditions at this point. And I'm sure more will come over the years, the longer we're in Asheville. But, we change it up when you have to change it up. You got to roll with the punches, man.
And Christmas has always been about stuff. I think this is one thing I didn't like. And you know what? This is the other reason I probably switched gears. One, it was the fresh start, but it's what we did with the fresh start. Yep. It was less about the toys.
Yep.
And it was more about, hey, let's drive up and experience Big Bear and let's get out in the open. And it was more about the experience and what we did together and less about the stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And I think the memories is what pulls me in. But that's something that, like, if you do memories and you create that environment, your kids will always want to come home. For the holidays, right? It'll be a memory that ties them to it. Like, you know.
Yeah, man.
Or totally you go and visiting them when, you know, you have to travel and you're 80 years old because your kids don't want to go anywhere. Because that's what we do to our parents now.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, shoot, my mom and dad still come up here for, you know, Christmas. When we were in Florida and they were in Georgia, we'd alternate years. We'd go there, they'd come there. You know, vice versa. You know, same with my sister. My sister's in Alabama. And last year, Christmas, we did. Wait a minute. Last year, we did Thanksgiving in Alabama. And then we have my parents here for Christmas. This year, we're going to do Thanksgiving. We did Thanksgiving here. And then my parents are going, my parents went to Thanksgiving in Alabama. They're going to come to Christmas here. So it's a whole slew of shit. My sister and her husband are going to Disney for Christmas. So they won't be around for that. But it's just, you know, like I said, you got to roll with the punches, man. You got to change it up as you go.
Well, on that note.
Okay.
Change up as you go.
That's right. Roll with the punches, baby. It's all you can do these days. Roll with the punches.
I want to switch gears real quick before we end.
All right.
And kind of that popped an idea into my head. So just something that I haven't thought about, but you talking about like with your sister and like what you are doing and everything. I was just thinking about what is one of my favorite Christmases that I've ever had.
Okay.
And so let's end it like with our favorite Christmas. And mine was, you know, all the Christmases I spent was always traveling and seeing family and families getting in fights and just different things. But it was always like, go, go, go. And there was this one Christmas. And I remember my parents had built this house in North Carolina. We're living in the Blue Ridge Mountains and it snowed. It's one of the first Christmases that it actually snowed on Christmas. Never forget that Christmas. Also, the same Christmas, I got a Nintendo NES system with a power pad.
Yes.
And I remember hearing stuff And I remember hearing stuff and I was like, yeah, I'm half asleep. And I go back to sleep. I'm like, whatever. And then I get up and go downstairs and we've got a Nintendo system. And that was the big gift from Santa. We didn't get a whole lot, you know. This was like, this is amazing that this is what we got. And it had the power pad. And I remember playing the games with my dad. I'm like, dad's good at these things. Like, man, how did he get really good at video games? Like, he's a genius. Now I realize Santa was up playing video games all night long. So dad got plenty of practice.
Yes.
And so, but like, the memories I have with like dad going, ooh, ooh, trying to get Mario to jump, you know?
Jump.
Oh, and lifting the controller.
Oh, yeah.
FYI, now you do that, your character's going to jump. But back then, it wasn't technology. You just looked funny.
That's and exactly so, right. You just had A and B.
But yeah.
You had like, the direction pad and A and B, bro. That's it. That's all you had.
A, B, the D pad. That's it. Yep. That's select it. And start to start and select things on the game. That's all you had.
Oh, yes.
But we all had fun. We played as a family. We interacted. I think my great grandmother was in town. Maybe or maybe not. I might be misremembering that. But I remember it snowed. I remember the Nintendo and that memory of how much fun we had. Like, that's what I'll keep as like, I think that's what I'm trying to do now is find a way to replicate that one memory that was amazing to me, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's tough, man. It's tough to replicate those because it's so different. Technology's so different. And like
you wind up like the Griswolds. You like wind up like being like Clark trying to achieve something you're never going to obtain.
Yes, exactly. Like I suck at video games. Zachary is fucking good at video games. I'm not. I'm pretty good at Destiny, but whatever. I'd play that
every. My youngest is better than the oldest. But he's also like almost better than I am. I'm like, you're six.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to beat me yet. I got like 4 years at least.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's crazy, man. I mean, I think for me, like the one that really stands out for me was when we lived in Michigan. We lived off a 10 mile road. And
not 8 mile.
Not 8 mile. No. This was not Detroit. 10 mile road in Rockford, Michigan. 10 Mile Road, Rockford, Michigan. But that was the year I got my Sega Genesis.
Oh.
With Sonic the Hedgehog in the same box. And I wish I would have known what we were going to do tonight because I would have pulled that out of the closet. I still have it in the box.
Nice.
Pristine. Still works. It's great. But now I remember waking up Christmas morning and then like they didn't hook it up or anything like that. So I had to unwrap it, which was the best part. Of getting that Sega and just playing Sonic all day, dude. All day.
Mm-hmm.
Played Sonic, ate food, went out and played football in the snow with my buddies. Like, just, you know, at that time, nothing like it. You know, since then, obviously, you know, there's been several with the kids, but, you know, Jay's first Christmas with me, Zach's first Christmas. Things like that. But for like back in the day memories, that one really stands out. And not necessarily just because of the gift, but like, you know, we weren't made of money. We weren't made of money.
Yeah, we weren't either.
We didn't make, my parents didn't make, we weren't made of money. Let me just put it that way. And they got me the Sega and it was like, holy shit. This is amazing. Because I didn't expect it. You know what I mean? I didn't expect it. So, you know, I'm sure it was the same with Zach and the PlayStation, things like that. But yeah, that's one that stands out for me for sure. Like I said, not necessarily the fact that I got the Sega, but we didn't have a whole lot of funds. And
it wasn't what it was. It was what it meant. And like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 100%. 100%. So I feel like, you know, nowadays, and then we'll wrap this up. But I think nowadays, like kids expect to get things, you know, they see things everywhere. I mean, just look behind me. I've got things every fucking where. I've got Legos fucking everywhere, whatever. Thanks pandemic for that. But you know, there's, I feel like the a lot of the surprise is gone now because of what the expectations are of the children And maybe I'm speaking for myself. Maybe all you other folks out there, maybe it's not the same. And I, you know, that's great. But yeah, for me, it's just a different, you know, I feel like the surprise isn't there. I mean, when Zach got his first bike, like the surprise was there because he was three and he was like, oh, I can't believe it. You know,
but then it gets expected.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. So again, I don't want to end this on a down note, but again,
no, but just, I think
it's different.
I think that's what brings me to the experiences thing and what we're trying to do and shift towards, because
yep,
you're going to hit that. And how do you overcome that? How do you bring back the magic? I think that's the title for this episode, is how do you bring back the Christmas magic? Because you have different things that happen.
Yep.
They get to that age. You have things that happen where they expect, after they start getting everything they want, they start expecting that. Mm-hmm. So what do you do to change things up, to shake it up, to mix it up, to bring back the magic, the fun, the anticipation?
Well, yeah, I think you're 100% right. It's the experience, right? I mean, for us in 2018, the lone Christmas present, and when I tell you the lone Christmas present, exception of like what my parents and Lisa's parents got Zach, we got Disney season passes. And those experiences right there for us, driving down to Disney as a family, spending all that time together, doing the rides that we wanted to do. And if it wasn't my ride one time, that's fine. Let's do what Zach wants to do, or let's do what Jay wants to do. Like, it was the experience of it all.
Eating the food.
Yep.
The road trip playlist.
Oh yeah. You're 100% right in the experience. And we've started kind of similar trend. And I don't know, I think we may have talked about this before, but you know, we do hikes. We visit the waterfalls. We go to Pisgah National Forest. We go to Nantahala. We go to, you know, all these different forests we have around us, you know, just to experience what's here, man. There's so much around. There's so much around, and you have to do it, and you have to do it as a unit. You got to do it as a family. So I think that, that it essentially, like you said, would trump all gifts, and it just, you know, that'll lead the kids back in an older age. I think you're right.
Yep. Well, everyone, we hope you enjoy our first of many December Christmas episodes that we're going to be doing. Yeah. You know, this one's a lot about family traditions and kind of our approach and decorating. So we'll get into some more funny stories and different things as we go along. Check us out on Facebook. Oh, he's got plenty. We still got to talk about Christmas turkeys and burning cars.
Yeah, man. That'll come.
But check us out at Misguided Shenanigans. Check us out on Facebook. We're on Instagram, Twitter. We are now on TikTok at Misguided Shenanigans as well there, right? Or Misguided Shenanigans. It's been horrible, but it's okay. We'll get better.
Get there.
Send us some emails, anything you want to hear, what do you want us to do? We're kind of like thinking about what the first of the year is going to hold and like how we're going to, do we keep doing the same topics? Do we take different topics? Like, what are we going to be doing next year? And so we're going to take some time to reevaluate. So, you know, at Misguided Shenanigans at Outlook.com, I keep saying at for everything. But send us some emails. Tell us what topics you want us to tackle. What do you want to hear? What do you want us to go over? What stories or experience for those who know us? Do you want us to publicly like air out some dirty laundry on the internet for everyone to hear?
Don't open that door. Don't open that door. Don't do it. Don't open it.
We've got plenty.
Not open. That door is not open.
But YouTube, subscribe, like, and follow all the places. Thank you for listening. And got anything else?
No, man. Let's listen. Just be fucking nice to each other, and let's enjoy these holidays. Get through to 2022.
No fighting over deer corn.
Exactly. Bye.